Today's date is July 15th. The time is 1:58 p.m. Present is Detective Shanna Hastings and Sergeant Nick Dean. Detective Hastings, this is still part of the ongoing investigation. I'd like to remind you that you're still bound by the rules and regulations of the investigation, of being completely honest and not discussing anything about the matter with anyone. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got a few questions for you. The first being, do you have any information regarding Captain Johnson that you have not provided me? Any files, photos, etc.?
Yes, I do have the Facebook photos and stuff that I, the screenshots that I had taken that I told you the last time we talked that I would provide.
Okay.
And not just specifically on him, but in correlation with like Burke's brothers.
Okay. Is it common for you to hand deliver case files to the PA's office? Like, I understand, like, you probably deliver like a homicide case file, things like that, that are big case files like that. Is it common for you to hand deliver up, say, like the second degree battery case file to the prosecutor's office?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
If they're asking why I did, it's because I was trying to talk to him about a gang enhancement, which is something that we have not dealt with up here.
Okay. On or about the July 2nd, 2025, were you told by Captain Pate that the allegations you made concerning Captain Johnson were being looked into and not to be discussed?
Yes, he said not to discuss them outside of anyone directly involved.
Okay. Did you discuss any suspicions you have about Captain Johnson with the prosecuting attorney?
Yes.
Did you show him any social media posts concerning Captain Johnson?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Because I had printed out all of the photos, again, associated with the Burks brothers. And they were printed off where there were multiple screenshots on one printed page. I did not include them in my file, but I did take them as far as showing the representation of Burke's brothers and what they were posting on their social media.
Okay, and you said yes, that you did discuss the suspicions you had about Captain Johnson with him.
Yes.
Okay, what suspicions did you discuss with him?
I mean, I don't recall everything I discussed with him, but whenever I told him that he would see a familiar face in my body cam video and noted in my case notes, he asked if I had any concern about him being involved in any criminal activities, and I told him no. That I had no evidence to support that. I had no evidence to support that he was a member of the Bandidos. My concerns were more on the law enforcement, ethical behavior side of things.
Okay. And you took that case file to him on the 9th of July, is that correct?
Let me see what date that was.
Here I have it.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Okay. All right. Who told you to include Captain Johnston in your battery case file?
No one.
Okay. What does he have to do with the battery case file?
Again, like I had said before, I included in my case file what took place at ABC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're investigating a battery. Why did you include ABC in your case file?
I mean, it feels like a continuation of that case. So for me, it just seems like it should go along with that.
Okay.
As far as looking at the gang enhancement aspect, if we were to do that, then it's important to show any activities or anything taking place within that establishment that may support pursuing a gang enhancement.
Okay. So what got all this started was you were investigating a battery, correct?
Not necessarily. I was doing a case file on a battery that occurred. And when I got the case file and there was involvement of an outlaw motorcycle gang, that is when I then started looking into that to see what we could do to potentially prevent any kind of other criminal activities taking place there. Like I had said, with the information of getting of receiving the information from the gang unit that, you know, the Bandidos and the Mongols are now gonna have beef because their agreement's off the table.
Okay. In your battery case file, which is what initially started all this, why is there no victim photos in your case file?
The officers did not take any photos of the victims.
Okay. Why didn't you do any follow-up with the victim to get photos?
Because typically on a patrol arrest, we're just doing the case file itself, not going back and following up on, unless we get called out and are a part of like the call out, that's not typical protocol that we have.
Okay, so that's why there was no follow-up with the dad, who is also a victim.
Correct. I mean, one of the officers went and followed up with one of the victims at his residence after to get a statement. And then obviously if you look at the body camera, you know, when they initially made contact, I very well guess I could have gone back and taken snapshots from the video of photos of them to add in there.
Okay, so is it not a, if you get a battery like that and you don't have photos, just making sure I understand this right, and you don't have victim photos to go in your case file, so like of this battery, this person that was possibly stabbed in the head, CID doesn't go out and do any kind of follow-up?
I'm not saying they don't. I'm saying in this situation, when it is a patrol arrest, we have been instructed on patrol arrest that we put the file together with whatever officers include.
Okay, who instructed you to do that?
Our supervisors.
Sergeant Mays and Lieutenant Courtney instructed you to do that?
Yes, on patrol arrest. They said our job on patrol arrest are only to put together the case file. Unless it's a case we get called out on and we are actively investigating it on the patrol arrest, it is our job to just put the file together and...
Wouldn't that be turning in like an incomplete case file if you don't have any photos of the actual injuries to the victim? I mean, how would you prove second degree battery? Because I mean, I understand it's a patrol case file, but it's... You're putting your name on it. You're turning, you know, you're the one that's submitting the case file. Wouldn't that be an incomplete case file if you don't really have the evidence there?
That's a question for my supervisors.
Okay. Who told you to include Captain Johnston in your battery case file?
Nobody.
Okay. What does he have to do with the case?
His presence and showing up where we were that day and being in my body camera.
Okay.
In my opinion, we've been taught our whole careers, if it's not documented, it didn't happen. I saw him there based on his behavior and how he was acting. It came off very odd and suspicious to me, and so I documented that because it was out of the ordinary. And like I said before, I've documented other people that were there as well. It wasn't just him.
You're talking about Gunner Burks?
Yes, and the guy that showed up wearing the Thunderheads cut whenever we were getting ready to leave.
Okay. On that, I've got a question about that also. In your case notes, you said that subject was wearing a black vest or a cut with the Bandidos insignia on it. Was it a Bandidos insignia or was it the Thunderheads?
After getting the photos from ABC, because prior to that, obviously I saw him as we were standing outside, but there were vehicles in between us. So initially, wearing the same colors as the Bandidos, I assumed it was Bandido. After ABC sent me the photographs that Agent Ellis had taken and I was able to zoom in, I was then able to see that it was a Thunderheads emblem on the back, not a Bandidos.
Okay. And had you already typed, you'd already typed your case notes?
Correct.
Okay. Also in your case notes, you mentioned a photo of a subject leaving Burks Brothers on a motorcycle. Is that the same photo you showed Chief Minden on the 2nd of July?
That was the photo that Detective Morrison showed him.
Okay, you didn't take the phone and show it to him and say that's Nate?
Detective Morrison did, because it was on his phone.
Okay. Did you... Was the statement made, that's Nate?
No, I didn't say that.
Did you hear anybody say that?
I don't recall exactly what was said. I know that Morrison had told me he had a video, I'm assuming from Captain Johnston's Facebook, of him showing off his motorcycle. The photo that was taken, the motorcycle looked very, very similar to that. And I think that it was expressed to him that it possibly could have been, but I couldn't say for certain.
It was expressed to him, you're referring to Chief Minden?
Yes.
Okay. That's photos mentioned in your case file. Why isn't that photo in the case file?
Because I haven't gotten it from Detective Morrison.
Okay. Okay, that leads into the next question. Also in the case notes, you mentioned taking a photo of the license plate that the subject of the RAV4 that the subject got out of. That's mentioned in there and not in the case file also. Why is that photo not
Detective
in the case?
Detective Morrison took all of those photos.
Okay. You've mentioned several times you suspect criminal activity concerning the Bandidos and Burks Brothers. Did you ever think to utilize surveillance or an undercover operation to build that case?
I have thought about it, yes.
Okay. Did you take that to any of your supervisors as a possible way to go?
I have not yet.
Okay.
Because I do not have extensive experience in surveillance and doing that.
Okay. When you went with ABC that day, did you volunteer to go with them? Did they invite you to go? How did you end up going with them that day?
Agent Danzy called me and said that they were going over there to do an inspection and that the director, David Potter, had told her to call and ask if we would go with them.
Okay. When you went to the prosecutor's office, why did you meet with prosecuting attorney Walton and not a deputy prosecutor?
Because of this type of case and all of the evidence that Patrol had in pursuing the gang enhancement, when talking with CID and supervisors about that, I'd said I would rather take it to Chris and give him all of that information to help him determine who it would be best to go to in order to pursue the gang enhancement, because I don't think it's secret that oftentimes when we send cases over and we have desires of charges and stuff, that sometimes they're not viewed as important and we're not taken as serious, I would say, with some of the prosecutors. And so with him being over that office, and he's expressed to me that I can reach out. It's been an understanding anytime I have questions, anytime I need to talk, that I'm more than welcome to reach out to him at any time.
Okay. Did you going to see him have anything to do with the statement you gave me on Friday, the statement you had made about having complaints on officers at the department, feeling like they don't make it past the captain level here?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. When you spoke to him about your suspicions about Captain Johnston, there was obviously, you know, an inquiry, an investigation going on. Why did you give internal affairs information to a criminal prosecutor?
At that time, I was under the impression it was an inquiry, that it was not an internal investigation.
Hadn't Captain Pate said, don't speak about this to anybody?
Yes, but the fact that he was going to be in my video and referred to in my notes, it was going to be brought up anyways.
Okay.
And I guess maybe I just don't, I don't see where him asking the question of if I have any suspicions of him being involved in anything criminal, and me trying to say, no, absolutely not. If anything, that's on a law enforcement side. It's already been, the information has already been given to admin, and that's something that they're looking into. To try to almost make it as, like, I'm not trying to make this whole case about him. I'm trying to let you know that this is going to be in there so that you understand And rather than seeing that or someone else seeing that and then calling the chief and going, what is going on? What's going on with this? To let him know that it's in there, but not to go to him specifically to try to get above anybody at this department or to try to to even go to the point of not putting every one of those screenshots in that case file, because I'm not trying to make everything about him.
You have left me, was it the email stuff about him, you know, consorting with a criminal element. I mean, in that room with all the Bandito stuff, was there any photos of him in that room, anything like that? Any evidence to show that he's, that he is actually like consorting with the Bandidos?
I would have to go back and look through the photos. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But where that comes into play, as far as being involved with the criminal element, again, the federal government recognizes the Bandidos as a criminal enterprise, as an outlaw motorcycle gang. That establishment, Burks Brothers, is housing their meeting room, clubhouse, whatever it is you want to call it. And workers there are openly supporting the Bandidos by wearing hats that say SYLB, support your local Bandidos, in the Bandidos colors. Having t-shirts for sale in the red and yellow coloring. So, no, I didn't recall seeing any photo of him in that hidden room within the Bandidos, because again, I have no evidence to show that he's a member of or a part of that whatsoever. But I think it's very clear that that is their clubhouse. They're clearly committing crime by beating two people and getting arrested for that. And he's in the thick of it.
How is he in the thick? Was he there the night the guy got beat?
I do not know. I say he's in the thick of it as his girlfriend's a bartender there.
Okay, his girlfriend actually hasn't worked there in 6 months.
Okay. They are known to frequent that place, associate with the people who work there, the owner's son.
Is Gunner a Bandido?
I don't know.
When we spoke on July the 4th about the allegations with Captain Johnston, why did you bring up that the department morale has dropped since his promotion?
Because it has.
Why do you think that is?
Because many people have expressed not being able to trust or have faith in him as a leader.
Okay. What correlation does that have to him possibly being, we're talking about him being a possible liaison with the Bandidos, being connected to them somehow? Is that why you're saying the morale was dropping?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't really remember our every detail of our conversation that day.
Okay. when we spoke that day, we spoke about the concerns you had with Captain Johnston, possible liaison with the Bandidos, his possible consorting with the criminal element, things of that nature. Why were none of those concerns brought up prior to his promotion?
Well, for one, prior to his promotion, I did not deal with, talk to, I wasn't around him that much, and it was honestly the least of my concern. His promotion had no bearing on me.
Okay. He's the captain over the patrol division. You're in criminal investigations. Your captain is Captain Pate. What, since he's been promoted to captain, what bearing does he have on you?
I mean, I haven't had to deal with him directly regarding anything.
Okay.
I mean, aside from, I guess, him being on, you know, admin on call, but I've not.
Okay. Then why are the concerns just now being brought forward? Because right now, I mean, looking at it from an investigator's perspective, the only thing that I've seen is so far is Captain Johnston is somebody heard from somebody from somebody from somebody that he was a liaison with the Bandidos. That somebody heard from somebody that he's connected to the Bandidos. The only thing I've seen from the allegations that were brought forth when you spoke to the chief and everybody that was in his office that day on the second was that Captain Johnston was in Burke's Brothers. There was four or five other gentlemen in there sitting on stools in Burke's Brothers. There's no openly Bandidos banners hanging up in there. There's, during the course of my investigation, I've found out that Charlotte and her husband have gone in there and had drinks. I mean, what?
But that's not the problem. Going back to the art of men's cuts, going to get a haircut, going to get a drink, not illegal. Being a Bandido, clearly not illegal. Charlotte's also not upheld to the law enforcement standards of conduct that we all are. Otherwise, we wouldn't have policies about associating with felons, about being in large amounts of debt. If you're in large amounts of debt, you're more likely to take a bribery. I mean, we are held to different standards. It's not a problem him being in Burke's Brothers. No, there's nothing visible inside of that bar whatsoever. That's why they fucking hid the room, because it's not an open door for everybody. But their Facebook doesn't hide the fact that they're affiliated with and support. The reason it's just now being brought up is because you take every little thing that somebody hears or somebody sees or somebody knows, and you bring that without any kind of substantial piece of information to support that. It's going to be disregarded as you just don't like him. You're trying to get him in trouble. You have no evidence. The reason it was brought forward was because he walked into that place while we were there at 12 o'clock in the afternoon with the owner's son, was acting very odd, not like a normal, reasonable interaction with a coworker, where we discover a hidden, locked room concealing Bandido stuff. And you take that with all these other little things that were heard, which is why I brought forth concern. I didn't bring forth allegation. I brought forth concern that there was, it seemed like there was more to his knowledge of what is going on and the people that he is around. And I made it very clear, and I have this entire time. That is a concern because, one, could he be giving information to them? Could he be, you know, telling them when we're planning on doing saturations or things like that? Don't know. It's a concern. I mean, if he's affiliated and around people in that establishment who are a part of a criminal enterprise, I would feel the same way about someone going to get a haircut. That's why I said when we talked the other day, going to get a haircut, no, but what's the relationship? Are they giving them information? Are they exchanging a haircut for any kind of information on the PD side of it?
Okay, what? Shannon, I'm not against you on this. I'm trying to point out some things here that, as an investigator, I want you to think of. What criminal activity is Burks Brothers involved in? What criminal activity is Jesse Burks involved in? He's a doctor. He has no criminal history. He is a bandito, obviously. But we've established that being a bandito is not against the law. You can't pull somebody over and arrest somebody for wearing a bandito's cut driving down the interstate. Gunner, we don't know if he's a bandito or not, but he has no criminal history. He's not, they're not consorting with felons. What criminal activity is going on in Burks Brothers? Are they running guns out of there? Are they human trafficking? Are they running prostitutes? Or is there a drug ring running out of there? Do you see what I'm asking? Because right now, it's, you have Captain Johnston walking into a bar in the middle of the day that does not have, there's been no undercover operations, anything that this is, that they are conducting, you know, an organized crime ring, anything out of there of prostitutes, gun running, anything.
Okay.
No, I don't want you to shut down on me. I want us to talk about it. Forget about the record and all this. It's just,
frustrating. Because I feel like I am being put on trial to prove a case when I brought forth a fucking concern. A concern that I think is very valid, knowing that he affiliates with. And we're supposed to be held to this standard, and him as a captain to be held even higher. But it's okay. Like I said, if I go join the goddamn banditos, is it going to be okay for me to keep me my job? Yeah,
nobody's joined the banditos.
But what I'm saying is, it's the principle of all of it. We're told if there's something that doesn't seem right or that you think could be going on, to say something. And I feel like I get punished for fucking saying something. That's the problem. This whole thing has been turned around against me. Like, I've been doing something wrong.
I brought forth
a concern, not an allegation, a fucking concern that there was more to this that need to be looked into. And I'm looked at like I need to prove a fucking case.
It was brought to me as it was more than just a simple concern.
No, I literally said in that meeting with Chief that I had concerns that this was crossing an ethical boundary and that I was requesting for that to be looked into. That was my concern.
Okay. When I interviewed Sergeant Peary, he told me that you had said that you were filing a formal complaint. The chief said when you came into his office that day that you wanted a formal investigation started on Captain Johnston.
I said, here's what I said. I said, I have concerns that his association, being there, being around there, the things that I know, that I have concerns that there has been the crossing of an ethical boundary, and that I would like to file a formal complaint or request an investigation for that to be looked into. Because, one, I've never had to file a fucking formal complaint on anyone. So in my mind, did I go about that the right way after knowing and getting my ass chewed over that? No, I didn't go about that in the right way. I wanted to make it known that I wanted something to be looked into, and this was not just something that I was saying for them to be like, oh, okay. So that is why I said, file a complaint, file something, just like every Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street can walk in and file a complaint to have it looked into, was my thought process. And even when the chief said, that's not how that works, I said, do I need to fill out a paper? Like, is there something I need to do to express this concern, to request that it be looked into? That is why that was said.
Okay. I know that we're getting close then. Just take a deep breath for me, okay?
I'm just mad right now.
I know. And like I said the other day, I hate... We're going through this. I'm sorry I'm out of nap because you're... that's the only one I've got up there. I'm sorry. Look, I want you to take a deep breath for a second, okay? I hate doing this. Okay? I hate having to get coworkers in here. I hate having to get people I consider friends in here and talk to him about this stuff. And it's just my job. It's what I got to do. And I'm sorry, I've got to get in here and ask you these questions. Okay. Just here, get a sip of your coat. Kind of just take a second, catch your breath. Sorry if this feels like an interrogation. I really am. It's just I'm given a list of questions and it's my job to answer them.
I get it.
It's just like your job as an investigator when you have to interview somebody. All right. You ready to go?
That's fine.
For a couple more.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Captain Johnston gave me an email about FOP paperwork from back in April.
Mm-hmm.
There was lack of a better word, some snarkiness in there.
His part or mine?
Could be on both.
Yeah.
Do you have any personal animosity towards him?
No.
That could be fueling any of this?
No.
Any of these allegations or anything?
Like I said multiple times before, it does not matter who it is. Honestly, I could give two shits about him. I don't deal with him. I don't talk to him. I'm not friends with him. I truly don't care. Kind of going back to when I had to bring forth information about a bad arrest Kirkendall made. Nothing against Kirkendall as a person. But if I think something is done wrong, or I think that there's some kind of concern, it doesn't matter who it is. That has no bearing on it. It's literally about what is right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Doesn't matter the person. It would be no different if this was fucking Rochelle. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just like I wouldn't let somebody I like influence me in not reporting something.
I'm sorry, I'm going over a list of stuff that the chief sent me this weekend. Okay, I think we talked about this a minute ago, but we have any information whatsoever that there's any criminal activity coming out of there, any guns, drugs, prostitution, human trafficking.
I mean, aside from committing battery, no, I haven't even gotten any further into that.
Okay. Okay. When did Captain Johnston appear on your radar as a liaison with the Bandidos?
I know that I'd heard it.
Okay.
But again, I've heard a lot of stuff regarding him, rumor going around, whatever. Like I said, it wasn't until all of this transpired on that Wednesday that putting all the pieces together was enough for me to say, this is concerning, and maybe some of that could be true.
Okay. When you and Perry were talking about the battery case that happened on the 28th, and he said that you asked him about the conversation with, where he was having the conversation with the suspect questioning him.
I had asked him what the report number was on that.
Okay.
Previous to that, he had mentioned that.
Okay. What did that have to do with your battery case?
I mean, specifically the battery case itself, none. It had involving ABC and getting the reports, all of the reports together for ABC.
Okay. So that, that happened, that conversation with Perry happened after you had your, you'd already gone up there with ABC. Is that correct?
Like I said, Perry and I had talked multiple times between the 30th and the 4th.
Okay.
So I do not remember. I know that the Monday, which would have been 4th, 5th, 6th, the 7th, was the day that I'd called him asking for that report number.
Okay.
Which would have been after the ABC stuff.
Okay. All right. Okay, and can you get me the photos, all that stuff, the Facebook post, all that stuff we talked about at the very beginning?
Yes. Do you want me to print it? Do you want me to put it on a flash drive?
If you'll just print it, let's print it for me, that's fine. All right. We kind of got out of order here with some of the questions, but I think we got everything covered. Is there anything else you want to add or anything? Okay. The time is 2:43, we'll be ending the interview.